73, frek the Gemara, the ein safek meitzi midei vadai, and a safek cannot take away from a vadai. V'hotanya, but didn't we learn in a braisa? Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa b'shivchasoi shal meitzik echa, the story of the maid servant of a bully, Berimain, in the city of Rimain. Shehitila nefel leber, that she put a dead fetus into a pit. Uba koyhein, and a koyin came vihits its boy and looked over into it, into the bur, laid out to know im zachar hu, if that fetus was a male, im the kevahi, if it was a female. Uba maiselifnei chachomim, and the story came in front of the chachomim, the tiharuhu, and they made him tahir, mipnei shechulda ubar delas metzuyin sham, because a weasel and a bardalas are found there. Freg the Gemara, v'ha-ha-cha, but over here, devadai hitila, that for sure she put it into the pit. The Safik garuruhu, and it's a doubt if they rolled it. The Safik loy garuruhu, and it's a doubt if they did not roll it, ha-hi-shaita, at that time, meaning when the coin looked in, if the chulda had already taken away that fetus. The ka'asi safek, and this doubt comes. Umeitzi midei vadai, and takes away from a definite problem of tumah, because she definitely put it into the burn. And for the Gemara, loy tema, don't say, shehitil on nefel leber, that she put a nefel into the bur, ela ema, but I will say, shehipila kamin nefel leber, that she put like a nefel into the pit, vehave safek usafek, so it's a doubt if they schlepped it out, but it's a doubt if it was a nefel. In other words, we don't even know if it was developed enough that it should be considered a nefel that'll make the kohen tummy. So it's only a doubt of tumah. So the doubt that maybe they took it already, the weasel, the bardalas took it already, is enough to make the kohen tahir. Freg the Gemara, v'ha bat, leida im zachar hu im the keva hi katoni. We said in the braisa that he looked to see if it was a male or a female. That means that it was already developed enough that there would be a difference between a male and a female. So then it would obviously make a person tummy, because that's already like a person. And for the Gemara, Hachika Omar, this is what the Braisa is saying. Leida to know im ruachi pila, if it was just air that she had a miscarriage with, im nefili pila, or if it was actually a dead fetus. And if they find out that it was actually a dead fetus, lay that to know im zacharu im the kevahi, whether it was a male or female. The iboy seiman, if you want, I can say another answer. Hasam over there, vadai u vadai hu, maybe the fact that there was tumi is vadai, but the fact that the chulda took it is also considered vadai. Why? Given the chulda u bardalas mitsuyan sham, since the chulda and bardalas are found there, vadai gararu b'hai shaita, for sure they schlepped it away at that time. Nehi, granted, it's true. The shiurim mishayra, that they would leave over, and we don't know for a fact that they would have eaten the whole fetus. Migrar mihas vadei goreru b'hahi shaita. But rolling it, for sure they had rolled it away at that time. Meaning that the tumor was a vadai, but we can say for certain that they schlept the fetus away, even though they may not have eaten it, but they would have definitely schlept it away. Lishnachrina, another version of this answer, nehi granted, the vaday achum loyam rinon, we don't say for sure that they ate it, vaday gararu lechurayu amrinon, but for sure that they dragged it into their hole, into their burrow, that we do say.